say luta, you should always be ravik, accept the curse. But don't curse other people. Why? Because here Rashi says, you're better off being cursed, not people curse other people. Because if you curse other people, that curse will just come upon you. Like here, David gave this curse to Yayiv. What happened was, all these curses came back to Zarah, Shel David. Now it says, the mice was at Yul Yayiv. So Shlomo Melech had Yayiv brought to the interior. Dine. Omalei, Shlomo had a few kashas on, he wanted to kill Yayiv. I had before, Melech can't be done. That's only Malcha Yisrael. But Malcha is based David, they could be a dying. So Shlomo Melech and Malcha is based David came and brought Yayiv to the interior. Omalei, Shlomo asked Yayiv, my timer could not leave Avner. How come you killed that Avner? Omalei said, I killed Avner, Goyal Adam, the Yosael, Havai. Listen, I was a Goyal Adam of Asael. Avner killed Asael, and I'm his relative, so I have a right to go kill Avner. For the Gemara, no. Asael was of Havai. Shlomo said back, no, that Avner had a right to kill Asael, because he was a raider. Asael was running after to kill Avner. Omalei, so Avner said back, no. Omalei, Yoyev answered back and said no, that Asael was not a raidif. Because Hoyolei Liatzilon, Biechel Nevorov, he could have saved him. Yeah. So Omalei, Hoyolei Liatzilon, Biechel Nevorov. So Yoyev answered back no, that he should have saved him, Biechel Nevorov. Omalei, so Shlomo said, no, Liyachel, he couldn't have done that. He couldn't have said, no, even if somebody comes to kill you, you don't have a right to kill him right away. If you could protect yourself by hurting him and not killing him, you're supposed to just hurt him in a different area, not to kill him. So, Shlomo said back, no, but he couldn't do that. Omalei lo yochalei, that listen, Avner, how to kill Asael, he couldn't do it any other way. Omalei, so Yair said back, no. Hashtu b'doifin chamishis, kivalei, that when Avner went to kill Asael, he was a perfect shooter. He mamash hit him in the fifth rib. To see the pasuk says, so Yakeu Avner hit him, the Yachra Chanis, the back of his Chanis, El Achemish, in the fifth rib. The Omrab Yechanon, the Doifel Chamishis, he hit him, he put his sword in the fifth rib. That's the Mokom Shemoro, the Kovat Luyumber, this exact spot where the gallbladder is and where the liver is. So the kids saw Avner was a sharpshooter. He knew exactly where to hit. So the Yechim of Ovla Yochalei, even though Asael was coming to run after Avner, Avner should have just hit him on the foot, hit him somewhere else, not to kill him. So the kid saw Avner is considered like he killed Asael. Therefore, since he killed Asael, Yoyev had a right to kill Avner. Because Yoyev felt he was the girl Adon of Asael, he had a right to kill Avner. So, Yoyev killed Avner. So Amalei, Shlomo Melech says, okay, Nezel Avner, we'll leave Avner alone, that's not a time again. So here, you'll answer yourself good. We're not coming to kill you, Yoyev, because you killed Avner. Maybe for that you had a right to. You're tiny, you were a girl Adam, okay. But my time got lost Liamsha. How come you killed Amsha? Another person that Yoyev killed. Amalei, so Yoyev answered back to Shlomo Melech, listen, I'm sure murdered the Malchus, he was a murdered Malchus. There's still the says over there, V'yemre Melech Liamsha, the king told Amsha, Hazatli as issue that gathered together for me the people in Yehuda. Shloshes Yom in 3 days. So what happened was it says Vayelach Amsho, he went there Lahazik as Yehuda Vayivachar, and he took his time. He didn't do it in 3 days. So clearly he was a murder Malchus. That's why Yoyim says he killed Amsho. Omulei Shloshes Yom said back, no, Amsho Achiv Rokin Dorish, he had it right. Hidashin Musun Si Ach Hidashin. What does that mean? Ashkechino the Pesach the Masechta. When Amsho came to the city in Yehuda, he found the people of by a shir. They were learning Gemara over there. So he said to himself like this, Amsho, listen, the pasuk says true. Call Ish Asher Yarmes Pi, whoever goes against you, the Melech, or against Yeshua, V'lo Yishmes V'Recho L'Chol Asher Kesavenu Yuma, they should die. Yochai would think to say, Afilu, the Divrei Torah, the Divrei Torah also. That means even if the people are learning Torah, they still have to listen to the Melech. Talmud, the pasuk says no. Rak Hazak Yemetz. It means Chazak the Matzah to learn Torah. So, if the people are learning Torah, then you don't have to tell them to listen to the king. So when Amsho came to the city and they were learning Torah, he had a right to wait to give over to Tzvi HaMelech. So, therefore, Amsho was not a murder of the Malchus. So, therefore, Yehud really had no right to kill him. But our Koponim, it wasn't the biggest Taina because Yehud had a Taina. He thought, at least, that Amsho was a murder of the Malchus. So, he made a mistake, but our Koponim is a Shogeg, he is not Chayiv Misa. So, Shlomo said, still I have a reason to kill you. Ella who godly murder Malchus. I have a right to kill you, Yoiv, because you, Yoiv, you yourself is a murder Malchus. You are murdered against me. Why? You see, the pasuk says, "Vahashmua bo." It came to Shmuel, Rashi says, "Kishen nimshach Shlomo." When they appointed Shlomo to be the new king, bo el Yoiv, the news came to Yoiv in his yara. Yoiv was afraid now that they appointed Shlomo to be the new king. Why? Ki Yoiv not achri adiniyo. Because Yoiv did not go to follow Shlomo, but rather went to follow Adoniyo, the other son. And the Achri Abishalom Lenota. But he didn't go after Abishalom. What does that mean? My Lenota, what did he go after him? Or Rav Yudah Shebikesh Lintos. Really, he wanted to go after Abishalom. But Lenota did not go. Or my time, how come Yoiv did not follow after Abishalom? My time, the reason is Lenota, Rav Loza, Adayin Lechlucha Shadov Kayemis. There was still some wetness, some Ashpo of Dov still around. So that much he was afraid. We know Avshalom the Russia, he went to rebel against David HaMelech. So this much Yoiv was afraid to get into some part of Avshalom. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanino Amar, Adain Estenigne, Shadavik Yemen. That Yoiv was afraid of the army of David. Of the Estenigne means like the stars, means the best warriors. Who are that? Yom Rabbi Yudam Arav. We had before, Arba Meyos Yiladim Hoilil David. David had 400 children, and Kulam B'nei Yifas Tayyuhayu. All of them were from ladies of Shiksis from the Machama, from B'nai Yifasaya. And in the godly Blurius, they all grew special hair like real Goyim. Hoyu and Mahalchim Rosha Geis, they used to go in the front of the army of David HaMelech. And Hoyu, Zain, Hain, Baliak grew from Shabbat. Those were the big real warriors of David. So the kids say Yoiv was afraid of them. That's why Yoiv did not gang up, did not come part of Avshalom, because Avshalom had a machlekes with David. But I call upon him when they first appointed Shlomo, Yoiv did not run after Shlomo Melech, but he was still after Adoniyo. That's why it's considered Yoiv was the Lord of Malchus. That's why Shlomo now had a right to kill Yoiv. Moses says, the Quintus man, the here though, that Yoiv was afraid of the warriors of David. According to this, Oplegid Rababa, Yagaz and Rababa, Bakana. Yom Rababa Bakana, Ilmole, David, if not for David, Layosu Yoiv Mechomam, Yoiv would not be able to have Mechomam. Because of the schus of the learned limud haTorah of David, that's how Yoiv was able to win the wars. And the Amola Yoiv, if not for Yoiv's winning the wars, the Yosef David haTorah. David cannot learn Torah. So you see here, who was the warriors? Yoiv, not his 400 children. You see, the pasuk says, "Vayhi David oisem mishpat zaka lechol amay." And then it says, "V'Yoiv ben Tzruya al atzava." He was over the army. Because my time, David also mishpat zaka lechol amay. Why was David able to do tzedakah mishpat? Means learn Torah. Why was he able to be a person there, to be the dying there? Mishum the Yoiv al atzava, because he had Yoiv, the general, over the army. Or my time, what's the reason Yoiv al atzava? What's the reason like Yoiv was won the wars? Mishum the David also mishpat zaka lechol amay. The kids it says now, Vayotzi Yoiv me'am David vayishlach malachim achrei Avner v'yeshivu oisai mibor hasira. That Yoiv went out, Yoiv went out, Miyam David, and he sent messengers, Tavner, and the Bayashiv, he brought him back, Mibor HaSira. So what does the meaning, what does Bor HaSira mean? My Bor HaSira, on the Rav Abba Bakana, Bor HaSira, Gormala Liavne Sheyorek. Really, it's because of his Bor HaSira that Avner was killed. What does that mean? Rashi says, Bor HaSira, Gormala Liavne Sheyorek. The Maisel that is, Bor means Tzepachas Mayim, a pitcher of water. Shalokach David, David took me a shoser shal shol, kishay yashim b'magol. That the meister when Shaul went to sleep in the cave, and David came that night, and he cut his clothing, he also took away the pitcher of water. And later, the kishamalem David, but another satim, David came screaming down and sent all the watchers of the king, you all deserve to be killed. Because he didn't watch the king, and he showed him, like, I could have killed the king. So really, it's a time right then, Avner should have been Meicha B'Shol, Beloimi, should have said right away, Rol Kamet Sadaku, should have racked the Lamicha, and he wasn't Meicha. El Oma, Shem Echene Asavon Nostaloi. So therefore, that's why Avner deserved to be killed. Because Avner at that time should have stuck up right away for David, should have said, listen, Shol, see what kind of Sadak David is? And Avner did not do it, he only started to protect the king, so because of that, Avner eventually was killed. That's why Yoiv killed Avner. Right. The verse says that Yitol Yoiv El Toich Hashar Ledabri Toi. So now when Yoiv went to kill Avner, how did he do it? He went to talk to him in the Shar. Bisheli. Some Rav Yechanan Shedonu Din Sanhedrin. That first was, there was a psak in there. It was done a Din Sanhedrin. And Omalai, my time la katalta li asoil. In other words, if you pass on the Shiloh, that Avner Yechayiv Misa. Just to say, because really, why did you kill asoil? You had no right to kill asoil. So the Gemara, no, asoil waited for you. What do you mean? We know why Avner killed asoil. Asoil was running after to kill Avner. So he's protecting himself. So Mara says, no. Just the fact he was running after you, but you could have saved him just by hurting him. You didn't have to kill him. So he says, no, I couldn't have done that. So Mara says, no. You're a perfect shooter. You hit him mamish in the fifth rib. You should have hit him lower or higher. So therefore, they pass from the shell attack out of the Yechayiv Misa. Now, Ladab Rita Bisheli, what does that mean to say? What did Yoyev, how did he talk to Avner? He spoke to him Bisheli, what does that mean? He went to speak to him about Hilchas Chalitza. Rashi said, Aliske Shalai means the first big line here, Loshan Shal Malecha, take off your shoes. That means Shalai, he asked him in Marava about Yevoma Gidemis, that has no hands. How could you do Chalitza? So Avner went to bow down to show Yoyev how to do it. He started to bend down in front of him to show him how to make chalitza. When he went down right away, Yoyev took out a sword and killed him. So that's how Yoyev killed Avner, when he was showing him how to do chalitza. Pesach says, V'yakei Yishom Elohim, she hit him by the fifth rib. Om Rav Yechanan B'defen Chamishis, he hit him in the fifth rib, Nokim Shemar V'kovet Liyimboi. That's where the gallbladder and the liver is hanging. Then it says, V'heshiv Hashem Es Domi Yaroshay. That Hashem now went to Heshiv as Roshay, went to give back to Yoyev, when Shlomo killed Yoyev, so now Hashem gave it back to him. Heshiv Hashem as Domoi, Al Roshay Shapog B'Shnei Anoshim Tzadikim, that he killed two Tzadikim. V'Toivim Imenu, they were greater than him. Toivim means Shehoyu Dorshim Achiv Rakim. Yoyev killed out two people, he killed out Amshor, and Amshor Dashin and Achiv Rak. He had no right to kill him, really. Vula Dorish, and he didn't dash in it. Tzadikim, Shoye Bepeh, Fulo Yosu, that they had a commandment, Bepeh, they didn't kill. There the king said to kill them out of the Anshei Oiv, and they didn't want to kill him out. And Vahudi Gerasos, he was only told through a letter, and he went to kill them. Rashi says, Apagab Leitziva Dovel Adigeras, if Siv, Vayitha Beseifalei Merhovoi, Esuria. Still, he went to kill him. Now, the Amsha le'nishma v'cherva she'biyad Yoyev. Amsha did not watch himself from the sword that was in the hands of Yoyev. Omri said like this, Omar Rav, the mitzvah shle'choshtu, he wasn't afraid that Yoyev would kill him. So therefore, Yoyev killed Amsha easily. It says, v'yikva b'beis of a midbar. They buried Yoyev in his house in the midbar. So the question is, otto beis of a midbar heavy? Was his house in the midbar? Om Rav Yudam Arav, Kemidbar means his house was like a midbar. Ma midbar, just like a midbar. Mufka lakil, it's open, anybody come take it. Abdesa Shia, the same way the house of Yayib. Mufka lakil was open for anybody, whoever wants to come and eat there. So Rav, another shot was Kemidbar. Ma midbar, Menuka Megez of Arav, just like in the midbar, there's no stealing, everything is hefkam. And there's no arrays there, there's no zainis there. Abdesa Shia, the same thing in the house of Yayib. Manukah was clean, Migezel Baroyas, there was no, he never had a chet of Baroyas there, and never had any gezel there. Tesla says, V'yoyev Yechaya es Sharir. Yoyev kept alive the rest of the people. Omri of Yehuda, they mean to say, Afilu, Munanino v'tzachtsosa, v'tzachniso. When they gave him good food teeth, like Rashi says, special type of fish, Toyim, he tasted a little bit, but right away, Poroslu, he gave the shrine, he gave it out to Danim. So, Amish, even from the good portions of food that he got, still he gave it out to the Niyam, he let them eat it. That was the, so Yoyev really was a tzaddik. But still, Shlomo Melech had Yoyev killed, because he held Yoyev was the murder of Malchus. Hitaka killed two tzaddikim, Hitaka killed Avner and Amsha, he had reasons why he killed them both. That was not the reason why Shlomo Melech killed Yoyev, he only killed Yoyev because he held Yoyev was the murder of Malchus. How do you allow Chod Nigma Din? No. So to Mishnah. Arbon Nisois Nimsur Lebezdin. Bezdin has the right